If you developed your prerequisites according to the methodology described earlier, you should now have a solid base on which to build a marketing and sales program, which we demonstrated using a cold calling program as an example, one that will have an extremely high probability of being successful. And by that, I mean it should and likely will generate profitable revenue for your business, and ideally, it will enable you to achieve, if not exceed, your goals for revenue, market share, and profitability. But let's take a moment to look at just how revolutionary that statement is. That is, if you think about all the different approaches there are to putting a marketing or sales campaign together or going to market, virtually all of them assume that marketing's job is to create awareness and stimulate demand, and sales's job is to close it. But as we know, there's many a slip between the cup and the lip. Rarely, if ever, will marketing, whether you're talking about an agency, the platform, solution providers, or even your employees, allow themselves to be held accountable for sales. And they may be willing to be measured on delivering on some KPIs, things like hits, clicks, impressions, form fills, CTAs, brand awareness, or even the generation of MQLs. But sales, not my job. And they may provide you with some output like a website, a social media presence, or even advertising. And it may even do exactly what they said it would do, create visibility, post to a platform, or basically just exist. But marketing pretty much always tells you that it can't be held accountable for actual revenue because they can't guarantee that it will generate any actual leads or control what happens to the lead, however they define it, after they hand it off to sales. So they just obfuscate the issue by defending the production of waste. Either way, you lose. You invest in marketing, yet the cash register fails to ring, and you get finger pointing instead of celebration. Well, if you were paying attention when I first introduced the lead generation paradigm, you heard that the lead generation paradigm is specifically designed to generate qualified sales leads that make it into and successfully and profitably through your sales funnel, and that it's specially designed to be held accountable for sales, unlike any other method, unlike any other approach. And we think that's pretty special. The good news is, whether you realize it or not, you know why we can make that statement already, and you have almost all the tools you need to make it work for you. But if it's not obvious, here's the reveal. If we go back to the definition of a qualified sales lead, that QSL I talked about earlier, remember that we defined it as an expression of interest, typically in B2C, buy, or an appointment, typically in B2B, with a qualified prospect, that is someone who has the ability to buy, who has a qualifying need, that is a need you can fulfill, and who wants to talk with you about how you can help. And we agreed that if you could generate these type of leads, they'd have a high probability of getting into and through the sell cycle successfully. Why? First of all, you're talking to a decision maker and they're qualified to buy. Second, they have a need, pain, problem, or unmet goal that your product solves. They're aware of it and they want to actually solve the problem. Third, you have rapport and credibility, so they're more likely to want to solve it with you. And fourth, they've proven they're interested to the degree that they've already taken a concrete step to move the sales process forward. So right away, if you look at the sales funnel, you can see that we're not just dumping a bunch of MQLs off at the top of the funnel. Instead, we've created awareness, we've stimulated interest, we've gotten in the door, and we've qualified the prospect. But the most important thing is we've uncovered some needs, pains, problems, and unmet goals that the prospect wants to do something about with you. We'll come back to that in a moment, but by doing that, you've got to agree that we've generated a lead that's already pretty deep into the sell cycle. If that's not serving it up on a silver platter, I don't know what is. And if that doesn't tee up the opportunity to be handled and closed profitably, it can usually only be because somebody is purposely trying to screw it up. Or if you want to look at the funnel report, how does this approach not populate the funnel with opportunities that have a high probability of closing successfully, profitably, and quickly? They have a need, the problem is costing them something, and the cost is growing over time, and they're aware of it, so there's some urgency. What are they going to do? Ignore the opportunity to get help? So the question you should be asking is, why does this work and so many other methods, even those that purport to try to get at needs, fail? Well, let's take a look at a couple of other approaches. For example, you've probably heard people say that 57% of the decision process is complete before the customer ever talks to a salesperson. But did you know that the company that started that never did the study? They just made it up to justify their inbound marketing services. It's simply not true, unless waiting for your competition to steal the demand is your main go-to-market strategy. But let's look at how pernicious an idea that is, and how it can absolutely ruin your business. First, it assumes that you have to sit around and wait for prospects to realize that they have a need for your product before you engage with them, which means you may never make your quota, but it also means you must be pretty lazy. Or you have to somehow educate the market in order to get them to make an inquiry, which just puts you in the noisosphere, hoping that you can break through the clutter. Or worse, you're left to compete on price because by the time they get to you, you're just column fodder on their spreadsheet. And again, what if they don't even know they have a need? What if you're introducing a new product or an innovative solution? Are you going to wait until your competition steals your idea, successfully brands it, and then tells people what to search on? So it turns out not only is the 57% idea made up, but it's actually harmful to your business to believe in it. With the lead generation paradigm, however, because you're able to engage with people about their needs and problems, you're miles ahead of your competition, especially those who are listening to the so-called experts, playing their game, or just reacting to internet traffic. So what about intent signals? What are they really? Does it mean that the person has a need, or does it merely mean that your keywords turned up in their browser search? And what was the intent of the traffic? Does it mean you're talking to a decision maker, or does it merely put you in a position of having to spam the company, hoping that someone opens your email? And if that's the case, what's the difference between a 99.8% waste and 99.9% waste? Is it really worth the cost and the effort? The idea that you can somehow infer someone's needs from their email search and traffic isn't even the problem, although it's absurd. The problem is that assuming that trolling their search activity, reading their emails, or even AI could somehow tell you what they need, how does that not only put you in a position of having to compete on price since everyone else can subscribe to those very same services? How does that not put you in a position of having to play the platform's game in order to get visibility? And that doesn't even consider whatever terms you track, by definition, that don't enable you to differentiate your offering. Again, it's just dumb. With the lead generation strategy, however, not only can you generate more, better, and better qualified sales leads, you can actually control what happens to them in the sales cycle. You can actually have some accountability in the process, and this is a big deal. But if it isn't obvious by now how the approach we're talking about does this, give me just another minute or two and I'll show you. The real issue, it turns out, is that marketing and sales are all about finding needs, or at least they should be. I mean, why else does a business exist except to fulfill their customers' needs? Certainly that's been the case ever since Adam Smith began selling buttons, and maybe since the Chinese invented money. But if you're going to have a front-end process for the business, its main mission ought to be to find people who have a need so the business can make money satisfying it. And it probably should be a little more proactive than, if you build it, they will come. After all, we're talking about an incredibly crowded media space today, and for most businesses, an incredibly competitive market. And so what? You're going to put up a website and hope that people see it, and hope that they recognize that they have a need and want to buy your product to satisfy it? Or are you going to wait until a solution provider tells you that they have a hint that someone who might be a prospect potentially searched on something that might be relevant to your business, so you can now go spam them? Before we get crazy over the stupidity of that idea, let's just go over one important concept, and that's the concept of needs. This whole thing about needs, and we'll use Maslow for the moment, seems to have somehow gotten lost in all the attention paid to social media and connectivity, and where the tools have become the point instead of the idea that uncovering needs, building value, and maybe creating urgency is actually what you're supposed to be doing. And that any marketing and sales process that doesn't have as its primary function to find needs probably isn't going to work. So what we're talking about here is not some new way to do cold calling. It's an old way to run a business. Find a need and fill it. That's what the lead generation paradigm is all about. It's about focusing your efforts on uncovering needs, not just creating awareness. It's about being proactive, not getting victimized by an algorithm. And it's all about accountability. And the best way to accomplish that is to make marketing and sales subordinate to the generation of qualified sales leads. Because of the way a qualified sales lead is defined, and because it's the only thing that makes sense. We're going to talk in the next section about how to apply this concept to other tactics other than cold calling in your marketing mix. But the point is the point. You cannot count on anything but luck if you play the platforms game, if you listen to the so-called experts, or if you go to market with any strategy that isn't explicitly designed to uncover needs, engage with them, trigger them, and get prospects to act on them. And the way to do that is to subordinate marketing and sales to that specific goal.